Our scripture comes out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verses 1 through 3. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not visible. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. You may be seated. I used to think faith was all about the rules and the check boxes that I checked. At least that was what my pastors, my youth pastors, had wanted me to learn, was the rules in which I live my life kind of represent the depth, the authenticity of the faith that I was supposed to have. And man, that's a lot of weight to carry around as a teenager. That was a lot of weight for me to have to worry about all the movies that I watched, of the clothes that I wore, of the people that I hung out with, and even the music that I listened to. Everything had to be contemporary Christian. When you went to a concert, it was a Christian concert, and you wore a Christian t-shirt, and that was the way that you sort of displayed your faith to the world. And by God, you better know for sure I had my WWJD bracelet on at all times. Just to let people know and to check that box that, man, my faith was strong. It was solid. But the thing is I knew all the rules, and I checked all the boxes. I knew what I was supposed to believe. I knew what I was supposed to do. I knew how I was supposed to live. I knew all the rules of faith. And the problem is I knew all the rules. But I didn't know all the rules. I never made a connection in my heart. And it's not that they were wrong. And it's not that my pastors or my youth pastors taught me badly. In fact, they did great service for me. And they set me up for my faith to deepen in a way that nothing else ever could. But for me, the rules didn't turn me into a disciple. They turned me into a Pharisee. And there's a problem when you live just by the rules of faith. When you sing just the right songs and you go to all the right services and you think you're checking out all the boxes, but if you're not making that heart connection, that if you live by all the rules, then you expect God to live by all the rules too. And the problem is that may be, but the world does not play by the rules. And one day my teenage faith had to grow up. And I was in a situation where I'd gone off to the University of Alabama, and I was working as a youth pastor in a local church that was down in that area. And as most kind of small Methodist churches way out in the middle of nowhere, they really didn't have a lot of money to pay a youth pastor. And this church really was out in the middle of nowhere. I had to give my sister directions to come visit me one day. And I said, so you cross the bridge in Tuscaloosa, you go over the river. I said, then you're going to take a left in Northport, and you're going to go through the state forest, and then you're going to come to Coker United Methodist in a small little town with one blinking red light. And my sister, who was writing down directions, was like, all right, so you go over the river and through the woods, and eventually you'll get to the church. And I said, well, you got it. And so they couldn't pay me a whole lot, but they gave me a room to live in. And so I stayed in this room over the garage in the parsonage. It was such a way that I could kind of come and go, and I didn't bother the pastor and his family in the house. But the problem was, it was a great place to lay my head, but I still didn't have any money. And I still had to find ways to go to class. I had to have gas money. I had to have things in order to try to get by. But as fate would have it, sometimes you have a bad day. And a bad day happened where all of a sudden the pastor, who was staying in the parsonage, found out that he was going to get moved in the middle of the year. That there was something that went on in another church to where it kind of triggered a series of emergency moves that the pastor who was at Coker was going to leave and a new pastor was coming in. And the new pastor coming in didn't want a youth pastor living in the room over the garage. And in just an afternoon, all of a sudden, I lost a place to live. I mean, I lost a job. And in a really deep way, that bad day turned into a couple bad days. And that bad day turned into a bad week. And after a couple bad weeks, I found myself in a pretty bad spiral. Some of you might know what that feels like. Because truth is, the world doesn't play by the rules. And as long as we check all the check boxes, doesn't mean we will not have bad weeks, doesn't mean that we will not have bad days, doesn't mean that we might not find ourselves wondering how in the world we've got to a point that it seems like God has forgotten about us at all. And after a series of kind of talks and conversations and kind of screaming out to God and screaming out to some other people, I found myself living in a classroom at Trinity United Methodist Church in Tuscaloosa, where I was so depressed and I was so broken. I would wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning on Sunday just so I could get out of bed to lock the door to my room to make sure that nobody would think I was there so I could go back to bed for the rest of the day. And I found myself in a point where, man, I didn't feel like anybody could understand what it was that I was going through. Of all the boxes that I had checked off in my faith, nothing had prepared me for rock bottom. But the truth of the matter is somebody still cared about me. And that somebody wasn't somebody that came from any of my churches. It wasn't somebody that cared for me or prayed for me. It was just somebody who showed up for me. It was Julia. And that was a point in my life where everything turned around. And it turned around in a way that I had not been prepared for up to that point. Because the truth of the matter was, is I'd been looking for God in all of the obvious places. And I'd failed to see that God shows up in every place. That God shows up in ways that we do not always expect, through people we do not always expect, through music that we don't always expect, through circumstances and movies and moments and strangers that we do not see coming. But all things in this life point back and reveal the very character and nature of a God who will show up for us time and time again. The Apostle Paul, when he wrote the book of Hebrews, talks more about faith than any other book in the New Testament. And he says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Indeed, by faith, our ancestors received approval. By faith, we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was made from things that are not seen, that are not visible. We do not always see the things of God when things are great, when things are perfect, when things are righteous. The fact of the matter is that we see the true depth and the character and the nature of God when things are falling apart. We see God in the dirt and the struggle and the hardships of the things that we go through in life. And it's those moments that we feel like nobody else in this world sees us or nobody else in this world will show up for us that we find out that God is sitting with us every single time. And when we read through the book of Hebrews, chapter 11 launches what's called the roll call of faith. The examples of faith, of ancestors, of those who have gone before us and showed us of examples of how God shows up for us. And what's so ironic about this book is the names that they come up. Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, Gideon, all of those people that are pillars of our faith, we find out that they didn't find faith by righteousness and giving everything right. They found faith because they could barely hold their lives together. And it was after moments of struggle, of doubt, of not knowing what God's plan or purpose was for them at all, that they found, even in those lowest moments of life, God shows up and transforms us. What I found out when I was at rock bottom is that God doesn't have a rock bottom. If I found myself on the worst day of my life and the next day was even worse, God would be in that day too. And he would be there the day after that, and he would be there the day after that to show me that he will always be with me. Everything that we see in this life points back to the unseen nature of God. Everything that we hear in this life can teach us and point to us and show us that God is still with us. So why do we do things like rock shows? Because you have to dig. Because you have to work for it. Because you have to see that even in those things that we think at first don't have anything to do with God or don't point us back to God, teach us to dig down deeper to see that everything in this life has a heart crying out to the one who created it. And so we practice and we train and we do it with music because the fact of the matter is we have to do it with our own lives as well. That sometimes we have to dig down beneath that negative talk. We have to dig down past all the names that the world has given us. We have to dig down past all the ideas we have for ourselves to see that there is a God who lives inside of us, who desires for us to find the strength that we never knew that we had in this life. Worship services and exercises like this teach us to dig down into those that we meet. To see that those who we appear to have nothing in common with us still show us and reflect the very face of God. We have to be able to look past the pain. We have to be able to look past the anger. We have to be able to look past the doubt. We have to be able to look past the things of this world to show us that there is no hope. To dig down deeper to say that hope is forever alive and that God is here with us. And so that we as disciples, maybe even today as we get ready to leave, maybe even this week, are ready and willing to go out into this world and to see the hope that others struggle to see the moments of joy where others will only see hurt. And to see moments where we can be living testimonies, not because of our righteousness and not because we check all the right box or we believe the right things or we sing the right songs, but because of the testimony of the transformation God has made in our lives. That we are different because of the one who lives inside of us. And we're willing not only to share that story to the world, but to dig it out and to reveal it for those who need it the most. The very God of the unseen has made everything that is seen so that we might go and reveal God's glory. Will you pray with me this morning? Almighty and precious God, we do give you thanks. We give you thanks for your name, Lord, we give you thanks for your creation. We give you thanks, Lord, that you show up for us. That, Lord, that we can look at every moment and every situation and see that you are at work, whether it is moments of pain and tragedy or matters of the highest joy, but to see that you are here with us. Allow us, Lord, to see your story in moments where it seems like your story is gone. Allow us to see your hope and your joy in moments when it feels like they've been lost, that we might be the continual testimony that you are here in this world and that you love us and desire the best for us. As we pray all these things in Jesus' name, amen.